You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My microphone was like all the way over here. So I was like, where's my microphone? How do I do the show? You guys probably like it if the microphone is far away because then you don't have to listen to me so loud. I know I get kind of loud. Our poor board ops and engineers have to always take off their headphones when I go on air, right? Because sometimes, you know, you have a host that has a very sexy voice, you know? Like Al B. Sure, right? Al B. Sure, remember? Night and day. That guy, right? You know, very, very sexy. Good friend of mine. You know, he has a radio show on. Who he tells? He talks like this. Yeah, we are here on Beasley Broadcasting, but, you know, very, very low, sexy, deep voice. Then all of a sudden you get my voice. Hi! You know, so it's tough. We definitely have a lot of tympanic membrane perforations. Why we got a lot to talk about today? Apparently, this is interesting, okay? They say that if we want to help fight superbugs, super bacteria, we could use anti-inflammatory, similar to Motrin. Can you imagine that? I thought I covered that about a year, year and a half ago, which is now being in my 40s. I don't have the memory I used to. But didn't we talk about how they were talking about aspirin or anti-inflammatories fighting the superbugs? I think that's pretty super and nifty. Something not so super nifty is we have an extremely rare case of female-to-female HIV transmission. Apparently, the CDC reports that a Texas woman has become infected with the virus that causes AIDS, but she received it from her lesbian lover. Can women give each other HIV, and how? Yeah, we got to talk about that. Then, you know, everybody always says, happy wife, happy life. Okay? Well, apparently, the University of Chicago study says, nah. Husband's got to be happy and healthy. If the husband is not happy or healthy, the marriage is going to go kaput. Yeah, pretty bad stuff. Which is why women are always telling their men to go to the doctor. You know, every now and then I see some patients before I go on air. And we have that patient hasn't seen me in 2 years. His wife ripped him a new one. She just ripped him a new orifice, making him come in. He's like, I'm more scared of her than I am you, Dahlia. I that blows my mind that you guys are more scared of your wives than you are of me. Because I am one scary puppy. I mean, my husband could tell you. See, my husband's really, you know, got double duty here because he's got me as his wife, and then I force him to listen to my show on the radio. Yeah. And so, you know, what? Can we just talk about that for a second? Scared of your wives. Why get married? I don't think, I mean, remember how scared you were of your mama? You guys appear to be more scared of your wives. I mean, look at the years total, depending on how long you're married, of course. All right, there's, if you really actually look at it, if you look at the statistics, you could technically be more scared of your wife than you were your mother. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm still a little scared of my mom, but I don't live with her. Okay? You know, like my husband. I mean, no, he does not want to upset mama. Oh, never upset mama. But he definitely doesn't want to upset me. Now, in the first beginning part of our marriage, he's like, oh, wait a second, don't mess with mama. There is nobody more scary than mama. Dahlia, you're just going to have to conform. And then he realized what he was married to. Not who he was married to, what he was married to. And now it's like, mom, I'm married to Dahlia. And now even his mama backs off. And, you know, why is that? I mean, you guys, you fall in love, right? I mean, I'm hoping you marry because you fall in love, or maybe, I don't know, the rabbit dies. So, you know, and you go, you know what? I am going to spend the rest of my life with this person. She's beautiful. She turns me on. She gives it up. I'm reading you from my husband's wedding vows. she likes, no. Okay, let's keep it clean, people. So, and then, you know, you're dedicating your life. You're inheriting a mother-in-law, right? Now you have to share, you know, expenses, bank accounts, beds, bathrooms, t-shirts, boxer shorts, everything with this one person that you end up being afraid of, you know, for dear life. I mean, I have never seen my husband turn pale or screech or claw for his survival, except, you know, since we've been married. And, you know, you kind of wonder, why would then men get married? You know, now women, you know, I know you women think, okay, well, we don't have to change. Because, okay, I mean, we got him. It's been worked for years, Dahlia. This has been working, you know, for centuries. You know, let sleeping dogs lie. Well, no. No, ladies, this isn't working. This isn't working because we're seeing more and more people not get married. You guys have seen the statistics. Less and less people are not getting married. Well, I mean, when is there going to be an incentive for a man to marry a woman or partners to marry? I mean, there's no financial incentive, especially with Obamacare, et cetera, and the tax brackets. You actually do better being single than married. So for you future ladies that are going, you know, I got to get hitched and, you know, I got to make sure I have a husband, you know, till death do us part, you got another thing coming. Now, it's not your fault. You may sit there and promise to your man that you will never make him scared of you. Now, I don't purposely make Corey scared of me. I don't sit there and deviously all day long figure out ways to freak him out and have him under my control. That would be absolutely sick. It's just, he's just learned, you know, that certain things will freak me and will cause, you know, the marriage to have a huge black cloud over it. So he himself just has, I think, innately, you know, come up with this fear, which I really think is unfounded because I think I'm a pretty cool wife. But, you know, ladies, if you are innocent and you're nice and you're thinking you're going to be the best wife, my generation has already screwed it for you. My mom's generation has completely annihilated your chance of getting married. And I want to apologize for all the women who have now made men scared to death to get married. I really apologize because I am a part of the problem. I really am. Yeah, we can blame Obama. And I'm sure some of you are blaming Bush. George Bush. Guys, come on. This is a family show. Stop it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you guys have a lot of other choices, and the fact that you listen to my show, no, it doesn't mean you have nothing better to do. It means that you are making the right choice, and that I'm doing a good job as your radio doctor if you guys are making good choices. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, you guys, come in. Ronald sent me a message. I guess we had just been, talking about wives and being scared of wives. And he's writing, he thinks his wife is cheating on him. How does he approach it with his wife? Because if he's wrong, whoa, Nelly. I always like to give very consistent advice, and we've talked about this. We've talked about how to approach a spouse if you think they're cheating on you. But I don't know if it's just the mood I'm in. But I'm kind of in one of those moods today where, just don't beat around the bush. Just, you know, if you think she's cheating on you, you just come out and say it. Okay? She's not going to divorce you for you accusing her. Okay, if anybody's going to get divorced for a false accusation, it's because there wasn't any love in there anyway. So if you think somebody's cheating, just come right out, call her now, and go, look, I think you're cheating on me. We need to talk about this, okay? Now, you don't want to give them too much time to cover up their tracks, but I'm just kind of at the point where I'm getting sick and tired of hearing all these couples getting cheated on, and then don't get married. All right? I would rather you not get married, right, and not please all the family and do the big wedding and register for gifts just for somebody to just turn around and cheat. And I'm not saying she's already guilty of cheating. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe, you know, he's being paranoid. I don't know. But I'm sick of this. I get this all the time. Every week I have somebody coming into my office needing STD testing because the spouse cheated. Now, this is ridiculous. What are you then married for? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, I know, because you want the kids, and you want the car, and you want a built-in babysitter, and you want this, and you want to make sure you got the double income, and you want to have the, and I understand that, okay? You know, marriage gives you some sort of sense of security of a nest, man or woman. Or man, man, women, women, I get it. Marriage offers some sort of a nest. Okay, but this cheating stuff is completely bullcrap. And you know, another thing that I've told you guys about this. My husband, when we were building our house years ago, was always at Home Depot. And I thought that that was a code word, right? So I wouldn't think that he was cheating. So I would call him and, you know, he wouldn't answer his phone. So I went through this whole phase, okay, of my husband cheating on me. And, and poor my husband, he really was at Home Depot. You know, he had shown me the receipts. But it's because when you see so many people get cheated on, after a while, you're like, you know, you're so distressful. And, you know, having been cheated on so many times before I married him, you know, he was already doomed before he even said, I do. Now, he knows I trust him fully. But one of my approaches was, you know, look, whether you're cheating or not, I'm not stupid. Okay? All right, so I'd rather you tell me the truth. Now, of course, he didn't. My husband is an amazing, amazing man. But I don't think that approach is a bad approach, not accusing somebody who isn't cheating. But if you think your spouse is cheating, some people do it because they think you're stupid and they think you're not paying attention. Okay, if they think they're going to get caught, they may not do it. I mean, how many times do couples think about cheating? It happens more than you think. Okay? Maybe some people don't cheat because they're afraid of God. Maybe some people don't cheat because they're afraid of, you know, father-in-law shooting them or something. No, or mother-in-law shooting them. But the main reason why people don't cheat, it's not because they really, 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 really love their spouse, even though that is a main reason. What initially stops them is fear of getting caught. Now, I don't want anybody going into a marriage thinking that there's a GPS tracker and that there's satellite and all sorts of imagery watching them, because you can't live in a marriage like that. There has to be some trust. There has to be some privacy. I think there should be some privacy in a marriage. But knowing that you're not married to somebody who is going to be completely in the dark of what's going on. You know, I let my husband know that early on. You know, I will find out. So I would rather you talk to me about it so we don't have to go through all this. You know, if you ever do cheat, I'm not going to cheat. Yeah, but, you know, if you think about it in the year, let's say 2014, you know, let's say 10 years from now, we get a president that, you know, comes up with some real half-assed medical system, and we all lose our health insurance, and we all get miserable, and you're really, really depressed, so you decide to run into the arms of another woman. Why wouldn't we blame Bush? No, we wouldn't blame Bush because, again, Bush may not be president at that time. Then, you know, I just want you to look. No, you don't. You aren't going to have to hide it from me. Just let me know so I know where I stand, and you just go to her, and I just leave and go to somebody else. So we had that conversation. It was a stupid conversation, right? And he still, you know, wonders why I even brought that up. And he's a good man. But I would just say, you know, be as honest as possible. Because if you're having suspicions, you know, now many people will say, well, you know, I did bring up my suspicions. And then they tried to cover it up. You know, I'm sure you could figure it out. Very easy to figure out the signs of somebody cheating. You don't want to falsely accuse. But one thing you could do is say, you know, look, I prove to me that you aren't. Oh, how do I do that? Now, you know, well, you know, when I call, you never answer. You know, you're always coming home late. When you do come home, you run right into the shower. You know, you don't even hug me or say hi. You just run straight into the shower. I mean, what am I supposed to think? That's kind of, you know, the cell phone bill is always, you know, gone. I don't even know how much we're paying on cell phones. Your texts are always erased. You know, why do you, well, you're looking at my text, you're looking at this, you're looking at this. Yeah, because I need to know if our marriage is going to continue or not. Yes, I am looking at your text. I just think, you know, the honesty, and maybe this is wrong advice right now, but that's just the mood I'm in, all right, to heck with it. I don't feel like pretending. I'm too tired. Okay, I don't feel like pretending, facade, you know, I mean, this is your marriage for crying out loud, right? You need to live every day to the fullest, and you need to know that something is going to be there years from now. Yeah, we can't predict the future, but we would like to have some sort of consistency and some sort of nest. And if you think that is going to be challenged or if that is at risk, you need to figure it out now so you can protect yourself now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of protection, this is a very, very rare case being reported of HIV being transmitted female to female. Apparently, according to the CDC, a woman has given HIV to her lesbian lover. The 46-year-old Texan woman likely acquired the virus from her HIV-positive female partner. Now, this is extremely, extremely rare, all right? Apparently, they say, let me see. The 46-year-old woman is unnamed, tested positive, and indicated she had sex only with her female partner in the 6 months prior to her diagnosis. She also said she had not engaged in sex with a man for 10 years. No risk factors for HIV except sex. So no unprotected sex with other partners, no IV drug use, no, I guess, transfusions in a country that might not have screened, something like that. Now, the report indicated that the newly infected woman's HIV strain was a 98% genetic match with her partners. Now, I don't really know at the top of my head of any other cases of female-to-female HIV transmission with that sort of a genetic matchup. I haven't, and this is being reported by Mail Online. Now, the known positive partner had been on antiretrovirals in 2008, but for some reason stopped taking her medicine in 2010 and was quote-unquote lost to follow-up by 2011. Now, if a patient is taking their antiretrovirals, she's less likely to transmit it. You could still transmit it, but you would be less likely to transmit it. And just sex between two women, just, you know, I mean, if I have to describe it, I shouldn't have to describe it. I'm still actually confused how it really, really happens, but I'm assuming that there's, lack of actual internal penetration by, well, you know what? No, there probably is. That's okay. You know what? There's kids listening. Just assume there could be something that is able to, shall we say, transmit up or into an area that could be open, fissured, allowing access to the bloodstream, okay? The vagina is a very hostile environment. We've talked about hostile vaginas a lot on the show, you know, all right, very, very hostile. And so it's a lot more difficult for a woman to receive the HIV virus unless their sex that causes, whether it's that orifice or another orifice, that causes some sort of a tearing or opening or some sort of transmission, okay? Or in the mouth, if there's some sort of opening, fissure, sore in the mouth. So it is possible. It really is possible. This is one of the first cases. I will leave you with that thought in your mind, and let's move on, please, to another story when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got to keep it clean.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you in the Las Vegas area want to meet me, which is great because usually, you know, I never know if I have any fans out there or not. And you'll have a chance to meet me at our health fair April 5th. We're going to have it in the Phoenix Pharmacy parking lot center at 6096 Fort Apache. We're going to do a health fair. We're going to get people to donate blood. We're going to have United Blood Services out there. KDWN will have my booth. I'm going to do my show live that Saturday, live. So you can hear me do my show and you can see how prepared I am. If you ever wonder what it looks like when I do my show, okay? Papers everywhere, computer falling off the table, tons of gum and candy wrappers, and I shouldn't be drinking diet soda, but sometimes bottles of diet soda dripping onto the cords, smoke, and a porta potty. So it's a really, really fun scene. And then, of course, I'm going to be out there. We're going to try to have a lot of prizes for the crowd that's coming to go to the health fair. We're going to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to raise money for kids with blood cancer. It's going to be an amazing event. If you can help with the event, if you guys do live in Vegas, you want to sponsor a booth, sponsor some prizes, or just give money for the kids, please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Our national fundraising campaign starts next week. So companies out there in New York and Des Moines, Iowa, and Dallas, Texas, and Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Grand Forks, North Dakota, which I'm a huge fan of, and Fargo. And you guys, we're going to be needing some help, and I'm going to need you to go to my website and come up with ideas on a way you could donate. We love the straight cash, but, of course, any way you guys could donate to help these kids, we are all ears. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Okay, don't forget, of course, to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is a good, juicy article, okay? I was reading Fox News, and the color of your urine can reveal a lot about you. I've talked to you guys about urine color. Remember we talked about things that could change your urine, different colors? And I think we talked about yesterday people triggering drug tests to be off, and trying to dilute their urine and et cetera. So this is kind of interesting. All right, so let's look at the color of your urine, okay? So everybody, get a cup, pee, and then I'll give you guys some quick time to pee, and then we will take a peek, okay? All right, is everybody peeing? Pee. Okay? I think Brad's peeing right now. Brad doesn't have a cup. That's right, use your hands. Okay, here we go. If your pee is transparent... if your pee, he says he's got a pocket. Thank you, Brad. Brad's going to pee in his pocket. If the pee is completely clear, to me, I think you were trying to pass your diabetes test or pass your drug test, so you're over-drinking a lot of fluid, okay? You may be over-hydrating. Sometimes you guys could have a disease where you have very, very dilute urine because of the way your kidneys are processing your fluid, all right? So sometimes a very, very super clear urine could be concerning. You know, there's really no strict amount of water or fluid we tell you to drink because we just don't know how much you sweat, perspire, how much fluid you're breathing out, your stool, your urination, so we can't really tell you. But I always kind of still do the 8 to 10 glasses a day. For now, it doesn't hurt as long as you don't have CHF or kidney issues. Now, let's say you have a pale straw to amber or honey color. Okay, if it's pale, lighter shades of yellow indicate you're well hydrated, but as the color darkens, it probably means you're dehydrated. I mean, some of you have honey-colored urine. That doesn't necessarily mean you have certain metabolism disorders, like some of them could kind of be, molasses color. I'm not so much worried about that. Usually we'll check your urine, make sure there's no bilirubin in it, and we think that you could be a little bit dehydrated. We look at your specific gravity, etc. Now, what if your urine looks like syrup or brown ale? According to this article in Fox News, they say if you are noticing those shades, okay, again, it could be a dehydration issue, all right, but we want to make sure you don't have bile. Now, remember, bile is made in the liver, and liver makes bile so that you're able to digest your food. Now, apparently, some of the bile salts that the liver is processing and then eliminating through your stool sometimes hang out in the blood, ends up in the urine, and that could be a sign that you could actually be having some liver disease. And if the urine is kind of on the brownish side, I usually run a liver panel just to make sure that the liver looks good. Now, what if your urine is kind of pink or reddish? Well, of course, I always think blood, okay? Because, blood, right, red and yellow. Well, that's very, very interesting, okay? Red and yellow make orange. Yet, if you have blood tinge, because of the blood later, right, along the genital urinary tract, a lot of times it's very pinkish. Why? Because the red is a more dominant thickness than the yellow. orange blood does not necessarily have to mean, orange urine doesn't necessarily have to be blood in it, but some of you will come up orange. Pink is just because the red is more concentrated, okay? Or concentrated. So, of course, we take a look at bladder infections, kidney stones. Some people just naturally have blood in the urine, and that's just what they have. And then sometimes we do get a little bit concerned about bladder tumors. So if you do have consistent blood in the urine without having an infection, we like to go up there and take a peek doing a cystoscope. That's always fun. Okay, now, blue or green urine. This could really, really freak you out. Sometimes porphyria, which is, remember we talked about certain inherited disorders of metabolism. It could be an impaired enzyme issue. Sometimes you could have green, blue or green urine. Some people that are taking methylene blue for certain conditions, they could have blue urine. Sometimes certain food dyes could. If your kidneys doesn't know what the hell to do with it, all right. Sometimes I've even seen medications turn urine a certain color. Blue-green is rare. Sometimes flagyl metronidazole could sometimes cause urine to be more blackish. So, again, it could be a medication issue. Again, you got to get that looked at, all right? Now, what about smells of urine? Some of you ask me about the smell of urine. I think urine stinks, so please don't ask me to smell your urine. I really, really don't, you know, like smelling that. But sometimes there's a fruity odor. A lot of you guys doing the low-carb or the no-carb diet, you're smelling ketones in the urine because you are trying to you're trying to burn other forms of energy by putting yourselves into ketosis. Please be careful with that, but then the urine can be pretty smelly that way. Sometimes it could have a rank smell because of an infection. There's a variety of things. You know, I always tell you guys to look and not be embarrassed, but if you really do get sick smelling your urine, I will not make you smell any of your excrement. Now, one thing they don't mention here on this is the bubbly of the urine. I talked to you guys about if your urine is super duper bubbly. If you pee and the bubbles are still sitting there, like you just threw Mr. Bubble into the bathtub, that to me could be a sign of protein in the urine. Protein makes things bubbly. And protein in the urine could be a sign of kidney disease, issues with the kidneys from diabetes, high blood pressure, anti-inflammatory medication. So that's some serious stuff. Bubbly urine. I remember my father going, what does it mean when you still have lots of bubbles when you pee? And I'm like, oh, no. It means you need to get your kidneys checked. Oh, I'm not going to do a blood test. Oh, my gosh, you're so stupid. All I did was talk about the urine. I'm not talking to you anymore. You're so stupid. Dad, you asked for my advice. All right, thank God he never had kidney disease, but then again, he wouldn't let us diagnose it anyway. You know, he died a healthy man. That's what he wanted to be known as, and he did, but I'm assuming he had all sorts of issues. So definitely check your urine and see if it's super bubbly. Your cats, it's very interesting. My cats always have to see what I left in the toilet. They know how to open the door, so I have no privacy. So they come in, I get up from the toilet seat as I'm trying to like turn around, because it takes you a while now to turn around the older you are, so you can turn around and flush. They're already looking. It's like they need to inspect who I am based on my excrement. I think I've passed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this was a very, very interesting article, and I love it when I could actually bring you guys something interesting onto the show. So listen up. Scientists think that maybe the way of the future to fight these superbugs, these antibiotic-resistant infections, is by using common painkillers, the anti-inflammatory class. This is very, very, this is like earth-shattering news. I mean, for any of us that really love medical news, we are salivating at this study. Some of you are like, yawn. All right, but this gets interesting. Researchers at the University of Wollongong in Australia, yep, there's the University of Wollongong in Australia, found that the anti-inflammatory painkillers used for arthritis and eye ailments in both humans and pets have the secondary effect of preventing some bacteria from multiplying. Now, why do we have superbugs? Well, we've talked about the superbugs, okay? Some of you take your antibiotics halfway. And you stop after 3 days. You know, you get a Z-Pack. The Z-Pack's only 5 days. But many of you guys are impatient. And you're like, you know what? I feel better after 1 or 2 days. I'm not going to remember to take the pill. I don't need to. So you stop taking the pill. And then all of a sudden, the bacteria that didn't get wiped out with the first or second course go, wait a second. Are we alive? Are we guys all? Who's all alive? We're alive? All right, just get up and grow. And then they grow, and they grow, and then they make progeny. And some of these progeny could withstand the antibiotic that you didn't take regularly. And this happens so many times, you then have a group of bugs that look at the Z-Pak, or look at the penicillin, or look at the ciprofloxacin, and say, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. And they literally do. They literally say, ain't no thing but chicken wing. So, unfortunately, we're in a position now where we have these bacteria that just aren't even phased by some of our fancy schmancy antibiotics. And with our new healthcare environment, a lot of pharmaceutical companies aren't really incentivized to make more medication that is going to be competing with generics and maybe not even taken onto formulary. And I know some of you are like, wait a second. All right. If there's a medicine that isn't out there and it's the first of its kind, insurance will pay for it. No. How many of you have been on a one-of-a-kind medication and insurance doesn't pay for it? All right. Or, I mean, you have to basically come out of pocket very high. Zetia is a good example. There is no other medication like Zetia. Yeah, there's classes similar, but nothing like Zetia that prevents cholesterol absorption in the breast border of the small intestine. All right. There's nothing else like Zetia. So there's no other. Yeah, we have to then maybe go to the fenofibrates. You know, try some Tricor or just fenofibrate itself or something. But, you know, no. When there's a medication out there that's new and pioneering and the first of its kind, no, the insurance company doesn't have to. The insurance companies don't have to be heroes. They really don't. All they need to do is make money. So researchers are now looking at, well, maybe what we need to do is start looking at anti-inflammatories. Now, infections caused by drug-resistant bacteria hit about 2 million people in the United States each year, leading to at least 23,000 deaths. Researchers say the drugs involved in this Australian study are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You guys understand steroidals versus the non-steroidals? Right. The non-steroidals anti-inflammatory are supposed to do very similarly to what steroids do, but they just don't have the steroid component. So even though non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like steroids decrease inflammation, help with pain, and are used for a variety of ailments, they don't have the side effects of steroids like adrenal suppression, blood sugar going up, it can cause high blood pressure, so I can't say that one. Immune system going down, but they can cause ulcers, they can cause blood pressure going up, etc. So, I guess they looked at, okay, let me see, I'm reading as I go. I'm sorry, this Wollongong name kind of threw me. I'm trying not to giggle when I see Wollongong. Okay, researchers tested 3 pain relievers used to treat various ailments in people and pets. They looked at Bromfenac, Carprofen, and Vitaprofen, and found that they all had the ability to inhibit replication among some bacteria. They found that the drugs acted on bacteria in a way that is fundamentally different from current antibiotics by binding to a part of the bacterium called a DNA clamp. This DNA clamp, I guess, prevents the organism from replicating or repairing its DNA, thus it dies. because it can't fix its DNA or replicate it. Remember, bacteria have a lifespan too. Now, existing antibiotics will work a variety of ways. We've talked about cell wall. We've talked about other ways that these antibiotics work. But to prevent DNA replication, this is pretty cool. Now, I know some of you are like, well, great, I should just pop some ibuprofen whenever I have the flu. Well, we've been doing it all along, but flu is viral, okay? They haven't, I don't think, evaluated how this works on viruses, okay? Do I tell people to take Motrin when they have a cold or an infection? You know, I tell them if they want to take some sort of a pain reliever, as long as it's not aspirin, I'm okay with that. You know, some Tylenol or some anti-inflammatories. Have I told them to use it as a form of treatment? No, I haven't, all right? And that could be pretty cool. Now, remember, they looked at certain types. Okay, carprofen, vitaprofen, they should be very similar to many of the common anti-inflammatories like naproxen and ibuprofen, but they aren't identical yet, so they need to study this. But I gotta tell you, man, if I could invest in any stock, it would be the anti-inflammatories. Here's the problem. The problem is you have then a group of doctors like me saying, well, wait a second, all you guys taking anti-inflammatory, stop, because you're killing your kidneys. And, you know, we're starting to shy from the anti-inflammatories because so many of you guys are on them chronically for your arthritis. So don't start investing yet. But if we could use a Motrin to fight a superbug. Now, again, don't get excited, because how many of you with MRSA had popped Motrin and you still had MRSA? You see what I mean? All right. So just everybody kind of hold your horses. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was on Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo this morning talking about George Lopez. Apparently, George Lopez was arrested for casino drunkenness. Apparently, he was arrested at a Canadian casino. Now, wasn't this a couple weeks ago? Yeah, and I guess what I didn't know about was that he had, I guess, a kidney transplant. That's very, very interesting. I don't know much about George Lopez's medical issues, and I usually don't really talk too much about, people's medical issues if it's not, common knowledge. But according to this, George Lopez does have a kidney. I kind of forget why. I don't know if he was diabetic. I have to kind of look that up. But about a few years back, he was at, I believe, Cedars of Sinai Medical Center. I was born in Cedars of Lebanon, same building, but it changed names. And I forget why he lost the kidney. I got to think about it. But, you know, if you are on immunosuppressants or you do only have one kidney, I don't think it's a bad idea to avoid alcohol. Many of you guys think you have to avoid alcohol only for liver issues and not kidney. You're wrong. Okay, if alcohol raises blood pressure, okay, and if alcohol is not a pure beverage, then you are going to be taxing your kidneys anyway. Many of you like to have a rum and coke, or a 7-7, or a tequila sunrise, or strawberry daiquiri with a little extra rum. Okay, you guys get the point. It can all bother the kidneys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With SRN News, I'm Andrew Stewart in Washington. Search planes scouring an area of the South China Sea off the southern tip of Vietnam, but they found nothing in the hunt for that missing Malaysian airline.